The Doria Pamphili Gallery in Rome is holding a new exhibition called Dialogues of Art, Caravaggio meets Vasari. But as Lydia O'Kane found out, it's an exhibition with a difference.
Just off the hustle and bustle of Rome's Via del Corso, the city's usually thronging and lengthy shopping street, is the calm but majestic presence of the Galleria Doria Pamphili. Visitors can walk quietly around this sea of art and immerse themselves in beauty and history. The gallery, which is owned by the Pamphili family, houses one of the largest private art collections in Rome and is home to a new exhibition called Dialogues of Art, Caravaggio meets Vasari. The initiative is focusing on the restoration of three very important works in the Pamphili collection by two great masters of Italian painting, Michelangelo Merisi da Caravaggio and Giorgio Vasari. But unlike a usual exhibition, the project enables the public to see the restorers at work.
Yeah, the idea was to face the conservation and to face the problem of conservation and restoration of works of art in a different, a new way. That's to say that restoration is an act of culture, is a cultural event, and should be meant to let the different work and the different works of art and the different world they belong to talk to each other.
One of the directors of the initiative is Marco Cardinali, a founding member of the Verderame Association, which is overseeing the project. He says restorers usually have to face an artwork that has been transformed by a number of factors over time.
With restoration, it's the same time. It's the same thing. I mean, that's to say, you have to face the work of art in a particular state, which is not the one it was meant to be. I mean, usually it has been completely transformed by time, by man. Usually, is our own operations that really change the works of art. So you have to get backwards, trying to get free the work of all the artificial materials which were put on it.
The process is a sight to behold. Restorers such as Paolo Roma can be seen sitting in front of a transparent screen in full view of the public, painstakingly breathing new life into precious artworks.
Operiamo facendo dei primi saggi di vera e propria pulitura. Quindi si procede.
Vatican Radio was given the opportunity to go behind the scenes and into the room to get up close to the restoration process, which, while I was there, was focusing on Caravaggio's Penitent Magdalene and Vasari's deposition from the cross. A copy of Caravaggio's St. John the Baptist is also being given a new lease of life over the next few months. Paolo Roma explains more about the process involved in the restoration of Vasari's deposition from the cross.
We find ourselves in front of the deposition from the cross by Vasari, painted on a large wood panel roughly 2 meters by 3 meters. We proceeded in a manner similar to that which we used on Caravaggio's Magdalene with successive cleaning.
Marco Cardinali hopes that this exhibition will help visitors look at works of art in a more emotional way.
My ambition would be to let all people, different people, young people, disabled people, people with disability, try to face a painting in a more emotional way. I do believe that a painting should be, first of all, an emotion. And so many pages, so many literature, so much literature, usually hides paintings. But the painting should get back to be something really very near people.
The exhibition also features guided visits and a series of meetings and conferences with the painting's restorers. And in June, those who have been following the conservation process of these masterpieces will be able to see them restored to their former glory. I'm Lydia O'Kane at the Galleria Doria Pamphili.